question is for the brother Abu Hudayfa, Hafizahullah Ta'ala. He says, when I'm memorizing the Quran, most of the time I'm sewing with my body back and front frequently. Doing this, I feel easy to read long time. Is it allowed to do that? It's allowed to move your body front to the back, front and back when you are reading the Quran. طيب يا أخواني في الله حفظكم الله. And he said some brothers here, they said to him, is imitating the kuffar. Is it okay? Or can I change the style from the right to the left? طيب يا أخواني في الله. The question of the brother is clear. And I think lots of us, they do that, especially those people who they are learning in Tahfidh al-Qur'an. He see a lot of students, they doing this. What's the hukm of this act? SubhanAllah, ya akhwani fillah, to say a specific behavior that is imitating the kuffar, first thing, you need to make it clear that you own a specific dalil, make it clear for us it's specific for the kuffar. So we can consider it as what? It's this behavior is imitating the kuffar. Or if you don't have a dalil from the sam', at least dalil from the consensus and the logic and the opinion that is famous among the people, that it's specific for the kuffar. Otherwise, difficult to say this is imitating the kuffar. Because sometimes the kuffar, they do kind of behavior, but it's not specific for them. وَضَابِطُ التَّشَبُّهِ, the definition of tashabbuh, is to make something that it's been famous, it's belong to them, belong to the kuffar. And this belonging, the dalil of this belonging, either the dalil from the kitab and the sunnah, or it's famous among the Muslimin, this is belong to the kuffar. You understand, ya akhwani fillah? So to claim something is tashabbuh, you need actually a clear and a strong hujjah for that, from the shara' or from the correct understanding. But in the end, my dear brother, in this mas'ala, they mention an athar in Abd al-Razzaq, if I'm not mistaken, but the athar is not that authentic, and this athar mentioned that don't do it like Ahl al-Kitab, and I still remember the athar, it's not that authentic. But my dear brothers, And this is athar not to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think it's to Sufyan or to one of the Salaf. But anyway, my dear brothers and sisters, I still remember a beautiful fatwa for Shaykh Mu'thimin rahimahullah ta'ala. Shaykh Mu'thimin rahimahullah ta'ala, in this matter specifically, he said, we can see this with a lot of reciters and a lot of people, they do it. And is it haram or halal? I still remember the fatwa of him, rahimahullah ta'ala, saying that tafsil, if the person moving to the front, to the back, and he think it's a worship, and he's doing this to, as kind of offered to please Allah Azza wa Jal, here we say, it's bid'ah haram. But if he do this from himself, means he doesn't mean it. And I still remember he mentioned the word of afawi or tilqa'i or something like that. Means from himself. He doesn't mean it. He just came out of himself like that. We don't say it's bid'ah. It's legal and better if you don't do it. So people, they don't follow him and they think that because maybe he's an example. So people, they follow him and they think this is kind of worship. But to say itself bid'ah al-haram, we cannot say that. I still remember Shaykh Mu'thim rahimahullah said something like this, and the fatwa is wide spread everywhere, including in the net. You can refer to it in his website, rahimahullah ta'ala. I think this the fatwa of Shaykh Mu'thimin is very practical, and it's the most beautiful fatwa that I know regarding this matter. But my dear brother, I would like to add something small according to my experience in teaching the Quran for many years. I'm telling my brother, you think that this kind of movement will make you focus in the memorization and the revision. Actually, it's take a lot of your concentration. I believe, ya akhi, those brothers who they recite the Quran always to me, and they don't move like the others. Most of them, their recitation is and their memorization is more firm, until it became like a feeling inside me. This moving take a lot of their concentration. So, akhi, barakallahu fika, I start advising the brothers who they move. I don't say bid'ah or you're doing tashabbuh. But I tell to my brothers, try to lean on the wall. So I always ask him to lean on the wall. So when he lean on the wall, he cannot move front and back. And I see his memorization getting better, getting a bit better. Really, ya akhwani fillah, and I ask the brothers who they do it or they teach people to try it. And inshallah, you will remember my speech. Mafhum ya akhwani fillah. And I see them are less nervous when they recite to me. When they start leaning on the wall, and they focus on the page to memorize or to revise. When they read to me, they are less nervous. But when they move and they come to me and they try to move and I try to stop them or something, they go so nervous until they forget some of the things that they memorize. Mafhum. So this is according to the experience, nothing connected with halal and haram. You understand, my dear brother? So this is the conclusion and knowledge I have about this action and this behavior. And this behavior is different if it's in the prayer. In the prayer, it's different. The ulama, most of the time you find in the books of the ulama, the hukm of the movements during the recitation inside the prayer. You understand? But outside this, what I know, Wallahu A'lam.